In Ivory Coast, the army and rebels have signed a declaration formally ending a war that began last September. Friday's statement comes more than 6 months after a peace accord was signed in France. Even though fighting finally stopped last month, very little from the peace accord has been implemented.
Déclare la fin de la guerre ce jour 4 juillet 2003.
After signing the document, rebel spokesman Bombas Sinima called on all Ivorians to work for peace, including politicians and youth groups who have been opposed to the French brokered peace deal.
Cette disposition exhorte les hommes politiques à poser des actes allant dans le sens de l'unité nationale.
Mr. Sinima also called for the immediate appointment of ministers of defense and the interior in the power-sharing government and said President Laurent Gbagbo must stop buying weapons. Mr. Gbagbo says although the military has decided to stop the war, he believes it continues politically. Mr. Gbagbo said much work remains to be done, such as getting all of Ivory Coast back under government control. The northern half remains in rebel hands, and in western Ivory Coast, Liberian mercenaries who fought for both sides are still operating. Mr. Gbagbo says all foreign fighters are being chased out while the implementation of the peace accord has started, including the drafting of an amnesty law for all Ivorian fighters in the conflict. Just a few hours earlier, youth groups opposed to the power-sharing government with rebels again took to the streets in Abidjan. A leader of one of the youth groups, Charles Blegoudé, called on activists to hold a major protest Saturday at the headquarters of the National Television. They want executives at the National Television to be reinstated. The executives were temporarily suspended after hundreds of youth tried to attack rebel leader turned communications minister Guillaume Soureau while he visited the National Television for the first time last week. Nico Colombin, VOA News, Abidjan.